Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Olala Njinga is our guest, our good friend. Olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H.com. Remind me the name of your company. You keep moving around on me between your public and your private work. Is it Steel Yellowwood Group?
Same. It's for the past 16
Steel
years.
Steel Yellowwood Group.
And yellowwoodyes.com. They have their separate website because everything in Olala's world is purple and Pepsi, and it has nothing to do with Yellowwood. So we try to keep the two brands very separate from each other.
See, folks, you see what I'm getting at. You thought I didn't know what was going on, but I kind of do. All right, so and you got another announcement. You became president of a local group there that's pretty important.
I did. So the National Association of Women Business Owners, which is headquartered in D.C., has chapters all over the country.
Yeah.
And the Greater Raleigh chapter just installed me as their 41st president on July 1st. And so I have an amazing board that I will be serving with, and I'm very excited,
to take
our chapter.
Well, I'm proud of you. I've been telling people about NABO since the 20th century. So a long time.
Oh, amazing work that we're doing.
Yep. Good group. So and congratulations. Tell them I say congratulations on being so smart and getting you to lead that group over there. So we're talking about interns. Should you hire them? How do you hire them? How do you stay out of trouble? They did complicate things in order to make it fair, in order for the government to make it more fair for the interns. They actually, as government does, they complicated it a little bit. But the rules aren't that complicated. You just have to know what they are in terms of what they're doing, what the interns are doing for you. But I want to say something again that I said in the previous segment. Folks, if you have an opportunity to bring an intern in, if you could use a part-time person, if you could use somebody to do a specific job, especially from a technical standpoint, like social media, or marketing or something like that. These kids are really good at that, aren't they, Olala?
They are exceptionally good at it, and even deeper, right? And so oftentimes when we think of young people contributing in an internship, we often go the technical route or the digital route. But some of those interns, you know, that's not the route that they want to take.
Right.
They might even be one of the sciences, too,
chemistry or whatever.
And that's exactly where I was going to go. Finance, science, engineering. So I would say if you have an opportunity to get one, because there's a short talent pool. I don't know other areas of the country quite as well, but I know that there are very specific pockets where talent is at a premium. And if you can actually get an intern that will come and spend time with your company and invest in your company with knowledge and skill, compensate that person for the contribution that they can make to your company and really be able to set your company up in a way that maybe you hadn't thought of. Because when we look at our businesses day in and day out, we miss a lot of things, Jim, you know, because we're so used to it. It's become so second nature to us. So having that fresh perspective of someone who doesn't know anything about the way you run your business, they may know some things about your industry, but maybe not the way you run your business.
Probably not, though.
Best gift that you can give.
They probably don't know much about your industry. They don't come to the work. The ones that have worked with me haven't come to me with a lot of background knowledge. They've just come to me with a lot of capability that you have to then mold and help them apply to the marketplace. They're not marketplace savvy. They don't know your industry. They don't even know how to work in an office, many of them. In fact, sometimes I'm just being straight up here, Olala, because you know, I mean, I'm a big proponent of this, but be prepared. You might even have to raise them.
So I
they might not even know.
Point.
They and, might not even so, know how to act in an office. They might not know how to act
in
they
an
might,
office.
They might still think that they're talking to their parents, you know, and telling them how they think she thinks should be done. But here's the payoff, though. And this, you alluded to this a minute ago. This is why this is important. We're having a crisis in the United States right now with talent. We're in a situation where companies cannot grow because they can't find qualified people, and so companies are turning to the option of training their own people, bringing a person in and making them an HVAC expert, a refrigeration expert, or a mechanic, or something like that. This is your opportunity to grow your next employee that could become somebody. And don't presume, Olala, that they're going to leave you in 2 or 3 years. I've had people come here as interns and stay 5 years. So
wow.
Not as interns, of course.
I love
hearing
that.
You know, one semester as an intern, and after that they stay with us. But I'm just saying it's worth the effort. So go ahead, wrap it up for us.
It is. It absolutely is worth the effort. And make sure that you screen your intern and understand what it is that they bring to the table, because it is a different experience. In your case, maybe they don't have a broad body of knowledge that they draw on from experiences, but that's not the case for every person that brings in an intern. I've had tremendous success with interns that completely understood the industry and
right.
had, you know, trade show experiences and things like that. So you have to treat each
intern
have,
exactly.
as an
exactly
individual
right.
and tailor their intern experience to
right.
meet their expectations and to meet your business goals. And
just,
it really is a partnership.
But just remember, if you haven't been around the young folks yet lately, they're not baby boomers. Just remember that. Hey, thanks, Olala. Good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next
Thank
time.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Olala.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.